Blog Talk Radio.
Singer, songwriter, musician, book author, intellectual, and podcaster. Here is Dove Knight.
I have told you guys, I'm a musician, but dangers of living at my place where I lived, because I'm an artist, you know, and I'm very high functioning, I'm aspiring, but all the allegations about the stalking by a deranged, low functioning group of criminals is true, and I hope that people don't listen to any false allegations about my health or anything by these naysayers. Everything is true. I don't have nothing to prove to anybody. I had a deranged, dangerous, insane person stalk me, a group of people stalk me for 20 years over this little condo. They can't get out their ass and buy their own home. First of all, I don't know them at all. They just lived next door to me 20 years ago. They heard me getting out of the Honda 18 years ago. $300,000 is a lot of money. I think that is dangerous. As I told you before, I have alerted the LAPD about this several times at these hoodlums. They're Latino, they're white, and they're black, mentally ill, deranged person. This person is actually going to move to Syracuse if I move to New York, the sign of a dangerous, obsessed stalking. I have no attraction to no dangerous people like this. I don't have no attraction to no dangerous, obsessed person who sit on their ass and go stalking. They can't buy their own home or move on. And I think they're being paid to do this by some crazy, deranged criminal in my area. They also hang out at the Stanford Inn. They talk about Stanford Inn, the cornerstone. Those people are sick. I am not part of that center in any way. They're outside talking about some conspiracy. And this one of them said, oh, they're going to put me in a conservatory. You know I'm very high functioning. I consider that very dangerous. So a restraining order is not enough. I need to get restraining orders all the time. I need to call the LAPD to stay safe. I am trying to find a way to sell my home so I can get out of there. But when I say that, they don't want me to do it because they think it's a lot of money. I don't owe them shit. They belong in prison. I am not going to end up in another bad experience like I have the bad experiences of being stalked for 20 years, experience of being attacked or a victim of crime. I don't want my life to be in jeopardy. So I have to stay safe. I'm not paranoid. This is a fact of life. I'm already dealing with these dangerous hoodlums. They did so many evil things. I told you there are allegations that these hoodlums trespassed on my home. There's also allegations that they peeped in my home to listen to me play my keyboard to steal my song, to make up lies to BMI that I signed away my music, which I did not. These are dangerous, deranged criminals. They belong in the state penitentiary. And someone stalking me for 20 years is a psychotic, dangerous person. There is no attraction. It never will be. And they're going to continue to stalk. Here's also some delusion that they said. They wait for me to die naturally, but they can get a piece of my property. I don't have no money. I'm very poor. I happen to get this home luckily. It ain't no money. Well, 20 years for a little condo, you can't get off your ass and buy your own home. And plus, I'm a stranger. I am not making up any stories when I say these things. I don't care what anybody thinks. I'm aware. I got some dangerous, insane criminals after my condo that I do not know. When I say I do not know them, I was never their friend. I didn't talk to them directly. They just saw me as a victim. I hope that the police can lock these people up. I'm trying to sell it. So it's going to take me some time because because I'm so poor, I don't have enough money to buy another place. And I'm not going to move into a rental apartment ever again after living next door to those dangerous people on boats. I will never live in a rental apartment in L.A. or California ever again. But they out there talking. Everything I say is factual, but I'm going to make myself clear. While they have committed ID theft, they have committed using my name on documents fraud and other conspiracies that have been going on for about 20 years, which is really diabolically insane. I told the LAPD and everybody about this to lock this trash up. This is a form of terrorism. This is terrorism. The FBI should be involved. This is very serious. That is no joke. Somebody does this to somebody else, should have been locked up. The reasons were because they were jealous of me, wanted to step on me, take advantage of my talents, trying to undermine my ambitions, and don't want me to be a singer or anything because they were angry because I didn't want to be a counselor. I'm not a counselor. That's an insane, crazy person who hangs out at that center. I haven't been over there. I don't even know why they're coming over here. I'm here talking. I don't hang out with a low-functioning, deranged, mentally ill person who got some conspiracy against me for no reason because of their jealousy and their insanity. And then when I talked about this on podcasts before, I had other people, and these same people involved, make up lies about my mental health. And then she's like, oh, I need to be locked up in the hospital. That's not going to happen. I'm aware of reality. Nobody on this planet will go 20 years and stalk somebody for a little home because of some months, a little money, and I don't even know them. They also had this plan that they also said this crazy delusional stuff to marry me, to put me and do something to get money from a condo or sue me. I mean, God damn, that is dangerous. I had to alert the LAPD, the FBI. That's dangerous. Per dangerous. I had a very bad life. And one of the reasons dealing with deranged, dangerous hoodlums who want to target me simply because of their insanity and their terrorism was horrific. I'm planning on trying to figure a way to sell this very soon. I got to get out of here. It may take me some time. I'm a very poor person. I had to save money. My dream in Hollywood didn't happen, and these individuals may have made money off my song illegally in movies and so on. They may have used my material, and I was told to call the FBI, but the FBI said they cannot get involved. It has to be a police matter. So I'm going to take it as it comes to protect myself, because I don't want to end up like no crime victim or another victim of fraud. But these allegations should be taken seriously with the Los Angeles Police Department. My life could be in danger, and no one should go through this. Good day, good night from Dove Knight.